Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Darren with Nostalgic Thoughts, and I appreciate you guys for listening, tuning in every week. You guys are definitely faithful, a faithful crowd, and I love that. I love that y'all keep coming back, giving me positive feedback. Today I have with me Jaleesa Capri, and she's known for her work on Blue Bloods, How to Cheat on Your Girlfriend, and Maya Angelou and I Still Rise. So I want to welcome Jaleesa. Jaleesa?
Hello. Hi, Ben. And the viewers.
How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
All right. I'm glad. So the works that I mentioned, did I miss anything?
No, you did your research, but I did also recently, I also did a skit on 50 Central, which is a new show on BET recently, so.
Really? Really? Yeah. I've seen like one or two shows, and I was impressed. So your show is basically in the works right now?
Yeah. Okay. I did a skit that'll be on one of the episodes, yeah.
Nice.
That was fun.
I like that. Okay. All right. So you're doing some big, you're doing big things. All right.
Working at it.
Nah, you doing it. You doing it. Like you told me, right, the other day. You was like, hey, you know, you doing it. So what I really, you know, wanted to ask you, and also it's something that's been on the mind of myself and some of our listeners, is being faithful hard in a relationship.
Wow, we just dive right in. That's a good one.
It is.
But first off, I want to say that I'm super proud of you and all that you're doing with this. Love is an important topic to cover, for sure. Like, I love love. Love is amazing. Like, and not just, like, love of another person, but love of yourself. That's always something you're discovering. And love of your family, your community. Like, love is just a big topic that, like, we don't delve into enough. So thank you for doing this.
Oh, sure. Hey, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, you know.
But into your deep question about being faithful hard. I think it can be for some people when you're with someone that you're not equally yoked with. Like, you guys are just kind of together because you want to have, like, you want to be in a relationship. But it doesn't mean that you guys are, like, actually paired well together. Your puzzle pieces may not really fit together, so you're always looking for something else. And while you're looking for something else, it makes it hard to stay in the space where you are. But when you find someone who you can truly lock in and connect with, it shouldn't be hard. It should be, I don't want to ruin anything because this is home. This is my base. This is my love. This, you know, this is the person I truly connect with. Now, not to say that it won't be challenging, because yes, we are always presented with challenges every day. That's in your personal life and career. So why wouldn't it be in your love life as well?
Right.
If you have a strong foundation with the other person, you guys can go with the ebbs and flows together and work it out and make it happen. But so, being faithful is really important, because that trust, if you can't be faithful, it's really hard to trust you.
So it's going to make it really hard if the chemistry is not there, if the bond is not there.
You have to really ask yourself, why am I with this person? What are the pros and cons of being with this person? Like, do the pros, are they large enough to outweigh the negative things? Because we are not, like, you're going to disagree at times and things aren't going to always work out, but how much do I love this person? Like, how important are they to me? How valuable is the relationship? And so you say, am I willing to, like, risk this relationship for someone else that may not even give me what I need, you know?
Now, how should I put it? Does it mean that it has to be perfect? I mean, does it, you know, no arguments, no nothing, like, you know?
In the ideal world, that would be amazing. Like, yes, no argument. Like, smooth sailing.
Really?
That's one thing. I mean, but there is no ideal world. There is no world where there is no, like, strife and there's always going to be something happening. So yes, you will argue at times because you come from two different backgrounds. You have different upbringings. You speak differently. You know what I mean? You interact differently. There's things that mm-hmm. that are going to annoy you about the other person. There are things that are going to come across that they may not understand. And like, so there, yes, arguments will ensue, but there shouldn't be a ton of them. And you guys should be able to work your way out together. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do that, like, it's really hard. The one thing, I'm not in a relationship right now, and when I see people walking down the street and they're like arguing on the phone, I'm like, I remember those times. And when I think about what I want in the next relationship, I'm like, that's not what I want. Like, we're gonna disagree, but I don't want to be screaming at the top of my lungs, yelling.
Like, yeah, it shouldn't be like that. It should be. It should be. Cool. Look, it should definitely. It should definitely be a breath of fresh air. And
sure.
You know, when it comes to someone you love, I mean, there's gonna be like little spat, like a little, like not spat, but something like a maybe a disagreement, but a big mm-hmm. argument. It should not be, you know, that's not how two people should talk to each other. Personally, that's not what I believe in. I've been in relationships like that, but that's not something that I have the energy for to do. You know, and so, you know, but that pretty much, wow, that answered part of my second question. From my standpoint is being faithful, hard. I think once my mind is set on something and, on this goal of, you know, being a family man, being in a relationship, you know, just, you know, being with that one person, you know, I think it's, you know, like, you know, I agree with what you said, but I just mm-hmm. think it's from a personal aspect, how do I put it? It's simple. Hey, keep your eyes set on the prize, and that's it. You know, it's very simple for me. And then if it all fails, then I wait till I'm out of the relationship. So that way I, you know, if then I can go and explore my options, but I'm not going to go, you know, it may be okay. Yes. It may be harder if they're putting pressure on you to leave. If they're putting pressure on you to look elsewhere. And, you know, that's the part I agree with, you know, but, I think it's simple. Hey, look, keep your eyes on the prize. It should not be hard at all. If it's a good relationship, if two people love one another, you know, that's my point of view, you know, but I definitely do respect and I value your point of view as well on that question.
I mean, I agree with you as far as it shouldn't be hard, but I mean, life isn't black and white, so there will always be things that come up and like, but at the same time, as you, I mean, work out like what's happening in your mind, like, hey, do I want to risk this? Is this something that I can really, like, those might come up in your mind. And like, for me as the other partner to think that never comes up for you is not, it's me not being realistic. Now, if it goes past your thought about it and it manifests into something else where you're doing, you're like conversing with this person on a regular basis, you are now like, so you don't have to physically cheat for you not to be faithful. You can have, you can cheat intellectually. Like, you can,
Your thoughts.
And that's too much. Your thoughts, like that can be too much as well. But so when it gets to that point where you cross the thought about it, and now you are like putting those thoughts into action, however those actions manifest, that's a problem.
Wow.
Yeah, I may not be forgiving with that, like, because now I can't trust you. And if I can't trust you, it makes it hard to look at you.
Wow.
It makes it hard for when those rocky times come, like, I don't know if you really have my back, because like, I give you, like, for me, I give my trust willingly, like, that's on the table. We start with a clean slate. You don't, like, I try my best not to bring any of my past relationships into,
you know,
this one.
You know,
so I'm gonna give you a
Jaleesa, not to interrupt, but you touched on something that, you know, you touched on something that I do myself, you know, and that's to instill trust at the beginning, instead of having a person start with none. It kind of, you know, it's counterproductive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because then they're fighting, as opposed to like being open and honest. Now I'm fighting to prove to you that this and this and that. Now, but once you lose my trust, I really don't know how to give it back to you. It's like, and not that it's impossible, but it's like, I see Jay-Z and Beyonce worked it out. I get it.
Wow.
That's
awesome them.
Color. But I, yeah, I just don't know if I have that, like, but I don't know. I've never been so deeply in love that I couldn't see myself without you at all. So that's from my standpoint as right now. I mean, wow. I have been in love, like, head over heels, but I think I was more in love with them than they were in me, with me. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's never been a space where I feel like we were, like, completely together and I couldn't see my life without you at all. And I felt that you felt the same way about me.
Yeah, and Jaleesa, you know, I feel trust is almost like, you know, I say this often, a lot of my friends know, trust is like, you know, when you plant a tree outside, you know, it's growing, you're not going to stand there and wait for the clouds to come and the rain to come and for it to rain and water that tree. So you just go, you know, you may water it yourself and then, you know, go home, go to sleep, wake up the next day and you don't see any clouds, but you see it's still growing, right? The only time that you're going to doubt or lose trust in the whole process of, you know, the rain and coming and whatnot, the only reason you're going to doubt is when you see the tree start to wither and you start to you start to see leaves start to wither. That's when you start saying, okay, all right, now I'm going to stand outside and wait for these raindrops to fall and these clouds to come and see if they're doing their job. And that's that. So my thing is, I'm going to continue to instill trust and to trust people until they show signs for me not to and for me to take that trust back.
Gotcha.
You know, and
but even with that, like if the tree if it's starting to look like it's dying or whatever, like you do have to have faith that, you know, maybe I need to put a little more work in, or maybe I need to change my tactics, but at the same time you need to have faith that it will grow and things will happen. And I think when you have faith with like your own life goals and your situation and faith in God, like it makes it easier to have faith in the other person as well. So it starts with you before it even comes to the two of you. You need to have your stuff together so that you're not coming with so much baggage that it makes it hard to trust or be faithful or any of those things.
Right, right. No, that makes a lot of sense, Jaleesa. I really. Oh man, I'm even more happier. I'm even more glad that I brought you on the show.
Thank you.
Oh man, you just dropped some gems on all of us, man. And you know, these are things that people should talk about before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Before they start getting deep into a relationship, it's good to see what their mindset is on some of these topics, like is being faithful hard? Is arguing a natural part of every relationship? And we didn't even get to the third one. The third one is your significant other entitled to your social media passwords in a committed relationship?
Oh, that's so sticky. Like, I feel like it all ties together, because I feel like if I trust you, then I don't need it. And I don't really want you to have mine. And not because I'm not doing anything right. You may misinterpret something that I write or say or like. And then I feel like that I'm defending what I wrote, or I have to think about the way that I'm structuring what I'm saying. Because I may have an inside joke with somebody else that you may misinterpret, and then now I'm in the hot seat. I feel like you're interrogating me. Like, what is this?
Right, right. Something that he saw on your feed or in your comments.
Yeah. And like, it may have been super innocent, like, and then the same on the other end, like, but like, so it's hard. Like, I don't really want you to have my password, and I don't really want to have yours. I want to trust you enough that things that and I don't know, that may be the hopeless romantic in me, but I want to trust you enough that you're doing what you have to do, and I'm going to do what I have to do to make this work. I feel like if I get to the point where I need to constantly check what you're doing,
then it's a problem.
Who's writing what, then we're not, this is not a good relationship. This is toxic. This is now an issue. This is now more issues than I want to have in my everyday life. I don't want to come home. I want to come home and relax. I don't want to come home and be like, oh man, such and such wrote this and that, and they may take this as, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to have to look over your shoulder.
Trust me to know that even if a situation comes up, I can handle it. And know that I am doing it for our best. that I'm thinking about you as, like, things are happening. Mm. But if we can't trust each other, then what are we doing?
Yeah. Now let me throw a sidebar question in there. Now what if he asked you for your password? Or what if you asked him and he said no?
And it's a double edged sword because I don't like, and I probably wouldn't ask because I don't want you to say yes or no. If you ask me, I don't know because I would want to know, why do you want my password?
Right.
Like, what is the reason? You know what I mean? If it's because you want to check up on me and see what's happening, that's a problem.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, why? Like, I'm a free spirit, and in the sense of, like, I live, I love, I let love, but I am faithful when I'm in a relationship. I am committed. I make sure that, and I do put the other person's interests before mine sometimes, which is problematic. I need to start to learn to, like, let's put our interests on equal plane so that we can, like, you know, make it work together without me feeling that I'm diminishing myself as I'm building you up.
Yeah,
but
I
would have to really want to know why you want my password. Like, what is it? What is that going to do for you? How does that enhance our relationship?
Yeah, you know, some people look at it as, a level of transparency. And if that's going to be done, it would have to be, you know, this person will have to be very transparent from the beginning, you know, no hiding, just everything, boom, out front. So that way, if they give their password, there's nothing really that they can see because everything's already out there. You know what I mean? Like, especially who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to a few people, if I know I have a few female friends or male friends or whatever, and, you know, it's common knowledge that these are my friends, then sure, I have my password. But, you know, other than if I have a secret life, then, you know, I'm going to even, if I have private conversations that may be taken out of context, I'm definitely going to be even more protective of that information.
But also, I understand the other side of that as far as, yes, be transparent. Yes, like, I have a friend who, like, she wants her husband's password, and she doesn't care if he has hers. But, and I get that, you know, to each his own. Every relationship operates the way it works for you.
Right.
But I don't really have a strong desire to be in your phone all the time. I don't see why.
Yeah.
Now, if it becomes like a situation, now we're together and you have your phone, and anytime you have your phone and I'm around and it rings, now you got to take the conversation in the other room. Or, like, you turn your phone upside down because you saw a text message came in. Now I'm going to be suspicious. Now I'm going to be like, well, what's going on? Now, that should be a conversation that we should have.
Right.
Now, maybe in the midst of this conversation, I might want to see, like, well, show me proof. You know what I mean? And you have the same right if that's some sort of, but
yeah,
you just,
yeah,
randomly be in my phone just because, like,
it shows that a person may be paranoid. Maybe they've been through something before. Maybe they haven't settled the issue of trust in their own mind. Like, man, can I trust somebody else? Can I really trust somebody else? Like, and that's why with my little motto as far as the tree is concerned, I'm not gonna stress myself. I'm going back in that house and I'm going to sleep. And if I know the other party didn't hold up their end of the bargain, then I'll find out when the time is right. I'm not gonna go and stress myself and be like, man, is this person scheming, wheeling, dealing? You know, like, I shouldn't have to. Like you said.
I mean,
like,
I
said,
might stress myself a little bit. I've had situations where I've been in a relationship where I felt like I wasn't, you know, I didn't completely believe what he was saying. And suspicious.
No.
And that's the point where I should have stepped off.
We gotta talk about that, but maybe not today, but we gotta,
look at the Facebook and, you know, the password was still on the phone, you know, so if it becomes,
really,
I mean, those weren't my better times. I'm older now.
How much older now? Did you have 3-2 years ago, a year, a few days ago?
No, like 5 or 6. Like, I'm a little older now.
Oh, okay. That's some time. That's quite some time.
And I feel the lesson I learned from that was if I get to this point where I have to be private investigator, there may not be a need. We're going to communicate about it first. If we can't come to a resolution, we may not need to be together.
Right. Wow. So Jaleesa, you know, we can go on and on about this. This is deep. But I do want to, you know, I do want to appreciate your input. I mean, these are definitely things that any couple that wants love and they want that real love in their life, they need to talk about these things, these three things. And I looked up online, and these happen to be some of the main things that people later on have issues with. So, you know, I think it would do well for our listeners to think about these three topics, these three questions. Is being faithful hard? Is arguing a natural part of every relationship? Is your significant other entitled to your social media passwords in a committed relationship? You know, so I think that's great input, Jaleesa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important what you said as far as that you should think about these things beforehand. Mm. Like you should, these questions should come up, and not as an interrogation, but like in conversation, you should know what the other person is thinking. So
right.
Thank you for that. I will put that in my list of things to do in the next relationship.
Hey, you better. I will too. I definitely will too.
You can check out my work on, you know, I put myself on Facebook, Twitter,
things like that. And it's all going to be @JaleesaCapri.
So that's Jaleesa Capri.
Okay. All right. So on all social media.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
No problem. It's a pleasure to have you. Oh, man. You know, making a black man blush. Come on now. All right.
That's love.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Nostalgic Thoughts. I appreciate your feedback, any comments that you can leave. Please give me 5 stars, all right? 5 stars and some great ratings, all right? So that way I can continue to do this and bring this show to you. So, we're not broadcasting anybody's life, we're talking about life, we're talking about love. And please continue to speak love into existence.